97.9, the Keel, Aaron Kick here with you in the studio, joined this morning by Victor Lewis for our Daily Trends segment. And Victor, I have to wish you an early Merry Christmas because I am off for the rest of the week.
So
this will be our last trend segment with you and me until after Christmas.
Taking an absolutely giant, wonderful vacation.
Yes.
Which is rad.
Nice little thing at the end of the year.
For that sort of stuff. You deserve it. Goodbye, Aaron. I will miss you as I talk with AJ for days. But let's talk about our trend today, which is I don't understand why the Grinch, well, I do understand. We're going to talk about how and why, potentially, the Grinch is so emblematic of a figure. This feels like a recent development. The last time we talked about the deputy dressed as the Grinch giving out onions to people speeding.
Yes.
I mean, if it wasn't last time, it was sometimes similar. Things run
around
together.
Yeah.
Well, there's more Grinch news out of Arizona, which is an inflatable Grinch being another passenger in a car illegally riding in the HOV lane.
Right.
And this has opened up a whole world of this me. Like, we had the crazy Grinch mask in that deputy, this inflatable Grinch here. There's always, I've seen it the past 2 years, so I'm going to say always. There's always a story around the holidays of someone dressed as the Grinch robbing something.
Always happens. I know you want to get into how the Grinch becomes like this big Christmas icon. How big was this inflatable Grinch? Like, did it get blown up and then they had to like mash it into this tiny car door? How much work did it take this person?
Unfortunately, there's not a posted photo. There's not a posted photo of our actual Grinch. I did actually look it up, though. I looked up inflatable Grinches to see if there is one that is roughly human size.
There would have to be.
And the answer is yes.
Of course.
I mean, yeah, it is vaguely human sized. I've been stalling. I've been trying to pull stuff up. Here it is. I got it from
Man
the Department of Public Safety Twitter account.
You got it.
They actually did post a photo. It wasn't in the AP article, but I went to go check.
I love the fact
he's
that
he's wearing a little scarf.
I'm not even laughing at the scarf. I'm laughing at the fact that he has his, like, Grinch hands up in the air, like, wee!
He's just having a good time. Yeah, it's not a super huge Grinch.
This is post-Heart Grew 3 sizes. He's just having a good day.
Also, I feel like you have to know, riding in the HOV lane, people get pulled over for having fully dressed mannequins.
Yeah.
In their cars. Your green, obviously inflatable Grinch is probably not going to cut the mustard here, man. But
yeah.
Hey, it's neither here nor there. The Grinch really is the emblem for all things vaguely illegal at Christmas. And we're getting more and more comfortable dressing as the Grinch, having the Grinch places with things that are slightly off color. I suppose Christmas did need a slightly darker mascot to counter Santa Claus. We can't go full Krampus because that's a little disturbing.
Also, Krampus is a little bit obscure for, like, there's no classic American folk, like, there's no classic American movie or TV show starring Krampus. There's the movie from a couple of years ago, but
it
wasn't.
Which bangs, by the way.
I'm sure it does, but not that many people watched it relative to the number of people who are eminently familiar with How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
In all of its different variations.
It's a very striking, like, image, the green fur and everything.
Little,
like, it's a great costume, right?
Yeah.
It's good.
Well, this story mostly got drawn to my attention, not just because of Grinch, but because of probably one of the worst Christmas puns I've ever seen, saying that the police pulled over this car because things were looking a little suspicious, which, what a stretch, Phoenix Department of Transportation /
Cindy Lou, who wrote that headline, Victor?
Just keeps getting more and more painful. I've got some other somewhat positive news that actually is trending and is not necessarily fully Christmas related.
All right, lay it on me.
This past World Cup is the first World Cup since the first World Cup, the only World Cup thus far, where not one British person was arrested.
Ooh.
And I think that's a fun fact and a heck of a landmark. Not one British person got arrested. I should have Googled when the first World Cup was.
1930.
Oh, did you just know that off the top of your head?
Uruguay won.
What? Dang it, Hangman. You say this with such casual superiority that it is demoralizing. Well, for the first time since 1931...
Every 4 years.
No British person
year.
Was arrested at the World Cup. Congratulations.
Apparently banning beer does the trick.
Yeah, apparently it helps keep crowds on their best behavior.